The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Glad you could be with us here on SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio. I don't know where you live, but I'm basically taking a kayak to work. It has been massive. I live in Nashville, and it has rained. I mean, so much where it's just depressing. I feel like I live on Venus, for crying out loud. I mean, there's just no end in sight. Yesterday, we saw the sun for the first time in like a week. It was incredible. Just like, oh my God, that ball of fire in the sky. My God, where have you been? But still dealing with flooded roads. You know, it's nasty. It's just nasty. When you have all that water, if you live in an area that's ever gone through this, you see the water everywhere. It covers golf courses. It covers the roads. There's blocks. You can't go this way. You can't go this way. You see this on the news where guys go, I can drive through that. And they drive through. They can't. And then they get stuck and they have to get out. So that was basically what we were dealing with all weekend. But still, the news of the weekend, which was Friday, was normally, it's normally a news dump in the industry. It's called a news dump because a lot of people like to throw something out. But when you have a story that comes out on Friday that's not a news dump, it still dominates the weekend. And Robert Kraft, charged with two counts of soliciting prostitutes in Florida, at a Florida spa no less, is still the topic of conversation as we head into the combine for the NFL. And this has got to drive Roger Goodell crazy because he can't get any goodwill. Every time the league starts to make progress in turning a corner for all the controversies that it has, it leads into yet another issue that he's trying to deal with. He has this problem. He has this issue with Colin Kaepernick for a long period of time. They settle it, and the conversation comes between who won, who lost in that deal. But he's going into the combine. People are excited about the draft. They're excited about looking at their team's future. The Antonio Brown mess is a football mess. It's not an off-the-field kind of mess that we normally see when players get in trouble. Antonio Brown is in football trouble, right? He's not in police trouble, or he's not in neighborhood trouble. He's in trouble with the team because he wants out. That's something that Goodell in the league is okay with, because that's the kind of conversation they like. This is not. So what is going to happen to Robert Kraft? What will not happen to Robert Kraft? I'll have that for you next. It is SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM on a Monday with Tony D and Ron Culver.
SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, so Friday, the news, Robert Kraft, Patriots owner, charged with soliciting prostitutes. Two counts, by the way. at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Got caught in a human trafficking sting. And apparently, there's a whole bunch of big names on this list, but this is the biggest one for me, anyway. This is Robert Kraft. Oh, the
yeah.
Patriots.
There was a couple of CEOs, some whatever. Who cares?
Robert Kraft is Robert Kraft is the biggest name. Maybe somebody in finance is like, oh no, this guy's big. But to me, Robert Kraft is the biggest name.
Well, I mean, there might be more names released.
Maybe some more celebrities. I wonder how popular is this place, by the way? God,
I don't know. It looked like it was in a strip mall, didn't it?
Is it a strip mall? Goodness gracious.
When I saw the picture of the outside, I'm like, this is just your run-of-the-mill day spa that people just go to.
I don't get this. I do not get this at all. I try to wrap my brains around this weekend. What is he doing? He's a billionaire, for crying out loud. Get away from these strip malls. What are you doing? Plus, listen, there's a part of me that's like, ha, 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 Patriots. And then there's a part of me that's like, yeah, there's a human trafficking element to this. It's not ha, ha, funny. So I don't want to go down that road. So this is really serious, and this is a serious issue. I mean, Albert Pujols, Bob Nightingale's got a great piece today in USA Today on Albert Pujols. Him and his wife are like at the forefront of this issue, trying to raise awareness on it, trying to help people, trying to raise funding to help, to help end it, if you will. I mean, Albert Pujols is very outspoken on this issue. And so it's a really good piece. Because he's down in Jupiter as well. I mean, he's around Jupiter anyway, just doing the spring training stuff. But nevertheless, I know he's not, but he's in Arizona. But I think he was in Jupiter for something.
Yeah, well, his wife...
Anyway, Robert Kraft...
His wife is
doing something with
him. Yeah, and she's actually overseas right now on a mission trip to help end human sex trafficking.
And they're both going to New York for something, for a conference on this.
Well, no, she's being honored by the United Nations.
Got it. Okay, very good. So that's what it was. It was a really good piece. And so here's the deal. It's easy to go, look at you got caught trying to get a prostitute. And then there's this other side of it was this is a really, really serious issue. Nevertheless, here's the deal. If you're Roger Goodell, this is a very big problem because, again, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the stuff the NFL has gone through, it's very football oriented. And in those controversies that he deals with that are football oriented are okay. Okay. They don't move the meter in terms of how people look at the league. If you're just appeasing to the fan base and dealing with their controversies, I'll give you an example. The Saints and the issue with the Rams in that game with the non-call pass interference, okay? That is a football controversy. That is not a social controversy. So the league can deal with that, and they can have a conversation about it, and there's people that are upset, and there are people that are writing stories about it. People think the rules should change. All of those things are fine because those are in the context of the sport. So Goodell can handle those kind of things, right? This is how we're going to do this. This is what we might do in the future. This is what we might do later on. This is what I didn't. This is what I did do. But those are football conversations and those are fine. Antonio Brown, the same kind of deal. Here's a guy who's making a mess of his team. He's becoming a distraction. He wants to get traded. Boy, what's his trade value now? Those are football conversations and that's stuff that the NFL likes because it keeps the league in the news even when it's in the offseason. This is not something he wants to deal with. This is obviously not an issue he wants to deal with. And what do you do with a billionaire? How much do you fine him? How much do you suspend him? Does the suspension even matter? He's not running the day-to-day operation of the team, so you're just keeping him away from his product? What if you find him $1 million? What is that to him? Is it $250,000? Is it $2 million? What if it's $10 million? I mean, what do you do when one of the 32 owners, and by the way, if you're Roger Goodell, that's who you're working for. What do you do when an owner gets out of line? Do you go to the other owners? Do you make this independently? Oh, remember when Jim Irsay got caught with all the drugs in his car, the oxycodone and all that, and he had $29,000, and he was kind of acting loopy, and he was driving while he was intoxicated? Well, they fined him, right? He's dealt with Jerry Jones in a number of issues. But in this situation, here's what's not going to happen to Robert Kraft, okay? He's not going to lose the Patriots. Now, I know that's a conversation that was coming out over the weekend. Could he lose the Patriots? No. The only way he could lose the Patriots is if the other 31 owners decide that he should not be in their club anymore, and there's some sort of way the NFL has a clause that would kick him out based on some sort of vote or evidence, et cetera, if indeed he's guilty of it. Right now, he's been charged. He says he's innocent. We'll see how this plays out down the road. But if there is a way to alleviate the team from an owner, could the NFL go down that road? Sure, but it's probably not going to happen, and here's why. This goes back to what the NBA was dealing with Donald Sterling about now 7-8 years ago. Remember when Donald Sterling was caught making these racist comments, and the league, the NBA, ended up forcing him to sell the team? And that was because the other owners voted on it. Well, Mark Cuban was very outspoken about it because he said, look, let's not go down a slippery slope here. In the end, this is something we own, right? So you have to make sure when you're taking something away that somebody owns, that you absolutely are doing it for the right reason. Don't get into the habit of this reason's good, but this reason's okay. This reason's all right. This reason's not so good, but it's still fine. This reason's not really that good, but it'll pass votes anyway. That's the slippery slope that Cuban was worried about. That we in the NBA, that they took a product away. They took property away from an individual because they didn't like what he said. Now, this is different. This is illegal. He's charged with a crime. Could the NFL do this? Yes, but it's not likely to happen because the other owners don't want to get caught in the same kind of situation. And it's not so much prostitution, but it's other things that they deal with. What if they get caught doing something? What if they get caught with something illegal down the road? They're going to lose the team and take it away from their families. These teams are passed down from generation to generation to generation. So these owners are not going to let Robert Kraft, they're going to let Robert Kraft get fined or suspended, and then we're going to move on. But they're not going to take the Patriots away because it sets up a precedent that anytime they get in trouble with something, there's that something that they have could be taken away too. So it's easy to kind of go, wow, he's got charged with this, and the story is a lot bigger than just soliciting a prostitute. It's not only that, but it involves this human trafficking issue, and that's a real serious situation. But Kraft's not going to lose the team. Whatever happens with him on the legal side of it, he's not going to lose this team. I would be shocked if he lost this team based on the clause that the NFL have for elite, you know, getting rid of owners who get in real trouble or an embarrassment to the league. Is Kraft an embarrassment to the league? Yes. Is he a super embarrassment to the league? Yes. Will the other owners look at him and say, yeah, you need to go? Absolutely not. There's no way they're doing this. There's no way they're doing this. If you have an owner that murders somebody, of course, or, you know, really does something absolutely outrageous, maybe hits a woman or something like that, then maybe. But again, these are owners that are very protective amongst themselves, right? And you don't have, in the situation of like the NBA have, you don't have a commissioner that is going to ask for this, that is going to demand this, is going to be vocal about this and public about it like David Stern was. I don't think you see that from Roger Goodell at all. So what ends up happening to Robert Kraft? Well, on the legal side, I'm not sure. From an NFL side, he gets fined and told to stay away from the team. And if he's told to stay away from the team, he misses the ring ceremony. All right, whatever. If he gets fined, he'll get fined an amount he can afford. And that's about it from an NFL standpoint. So don't expect some big sort of, major blow to an owner in the NFL kind of deal. And these are owners for a reason. They got a lot of money. They got a lot of power. If you're Roger Goodell, you wield this carefully. He's run into Robert Kraft before. He's notorious for that. From Spygate to Deflategate, all sorts of things. Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell have had their run-ins before. Goodell is going to read where the wind is blowing on this, and he'll talk to owners, he'll talk to people, he'll come up with a way to make it that the league will not stand for this at all. But they're not getting rid of the team. He's not going to be forced to sell the Patriots, because again, think about these guys. Think about what these guys own. They own a $1 billion business, a multi-$1 billion business. Patriots are one of the most profitable and most valued franchises in sports around the globe. He's not going to give it up. He's not going to take it. They're going to take it away from his family. The billions, it could be set, whatever. They want this for generations. They want to own this forever. So then because every owner sees his team like that, right? And you can't get it back. You're in a club. You can't get it back. It's not just, oh, well, I'll get paid $4 billion for my team and I'll get to walk away. It's not that. These guys have more money than they know what to do with. It's Robert Kraft is famous. He's famous because he owns the Patriots. He's famous because he owns the Patriots and the Patriots win Super Bowls. Jerry Jones is uber famous. Right? A lot of these guys, man, they love that. Are you kidding me? They love that. There used to be a time, you don't have to go that far back in history, where if you owned like an NBA team or an NHL team, like say the 70s, maybe the 80s, even so much Major League Baseball for that matter, when George Steinbrenner bought the Yankees, right? Owning a sports franchise was just an add-on to something that already made you wealthy. Right? You were wealthy because like George Steinbrenner, you were a shipping magnate, or maybe you got your money from oil, maybe you got your money from something else, what a family wealth or whatever it is, and you bought a franchise. And it didn't make a lot of money, but it didn't lose a lot of money either. And you had fun with it. It was cool to be the owner in a city. You know, you could do some cool things with it. It was kind of neat. You were in the news, right? You got a little publicity for it. You got a little fame out of it. But again, it was like owning a very fancy car. It probably was more trouble than it was worth, but man, it was cool to own. Right, that's the way it used to be when you used to own an NBA team and an NHL team, and so even an NFL, even a NHL or Major League Baseball, right, for that matter. All of these leagues, right, made a little money, you know, maybe it was a tax write off, whatever. Now look out! I mean, look out! These things are skyrocketing in value, and they keep going up. You're an owner in this league. You're part of 32 people. Well, actually, with the Green Bay Packers situation, it's hard to describe that one. But you're part of a club, a very, very, very elite club. And that's not, you can't get back in. So if they forced Robert Kraft to sell, right? He sold it for $4 billion, whatever it costs, right? He'd just take the $4 billion and disappear. But his kids, his family, they wouldn't be owners of the Patriots. That would be awesome to continue to pass that down to your great, great, great grandson who's owning the Patriots. That's what they like. That's what they want. So every owner that's looking at Robert Kraft says, well, you know what? People don't know what's in my closet. And if people found out what was in my closet, they'd take this league, they'd take this team away too. So I'm not going to take Robert's team away from him. And that's why it'd be very, very hard to pull this off. Crazy story. Crazy story. 800-777-2907. Your thoughts on that? What should the NFL do to Robert Kraft? Would you like to see him force Robert Kraft to sell the Patriots? Is it that egregious of a crime that he committed to lose his $4 billion team, whatever it's valued? 800-777-2907. Also, hit me up on Twitter at Tony D Radio and Ron Culver at Ron Culver, and that's Ron with two N's, please. It's SB Nation on a Monday.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, on a Monday. Glad you could join us. Well, not a lot happened over the weekend, but man, this was enough with the Robert Kraft situation. Boy, it was But yeah, the Academy Awards, the AAF continues to roll along. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I didn't watch a lot this weekend.
It's
a weird weekend. It was. I watched the Tennessee LSU game on Saturday.
Quit bragging.
I know. Boy, that was a good game. That was you want to talk about officials staring at replay monitors? that game is what you're looking for.
That's exactly why I tune into games. I want to watch officials
game. If you're all into officiating has to be reviewable, everything's got to be watch Tennessee LSU the last half of that game, you're in. You're in for a treat. Man, those officials couldn't get away from those monitors. It's crazy. That game ended weirdly, though. The game was tied in overtime. Tennessee, who was once the number one team in the country, have now suffered two losses, road losses in the SEC. They went for a three And it was missed. And one of the LSU players, Javonte Smart, I think, got the rebound, but he was fouled on getting a defensive rebound with 0.6 seconds left. And he went to the free throw line and made both, and they won the game. Which is a weird call, because like you don't usually see that. Like going after a rebound, they fouled him. He went to the line. So Tennessee lost. I watched that, and I didn't watch anything else. I didn't really watch anything else.
Yeah, I didn't. I was pretty much away from the TV. We had our first nice day in forever.
Oh, yeah. We had that yesterday.
That was yesterday for us. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous here.
That's great. That's because the heat's coming.
Well, I hope not.
It's coming. Nashville, the heat's coming.
I found myself being so negative because last year, I swear to God, we only had one day of spring. And yesterday felt like a perfect spring day. I mean, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It never really got higher than 70, 72 degrees. And I'm like, this is just perfect weather, and I hope this isn't the only day we get of this. Because I, you know, like you, I'm saying, you know, the heat's coming. Yeah. And I know it'll be here before we know it, and that'll be terrible.
I didn't grow up in a place that had a lot of rain. I mean, I grew up in New Hampshire, so it would rain, and then we'd have a bunch of days of sunshine, and then it might rain again. And you know, and my wife grew up in Florida, where it would rain for like 20 minutes, and then would disappear, and like, mm-hmm. it would just leave. So, but I didn't grow up in an area that had perpetual rain day after day after day after day, like some parts of the world and some parts of America. But we've had that for like 2 weeks, and I'm telling you, man, everything people say about that, it is depressing as hell. There is no, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to get in the car. You know, they tell you, you can't use this road, that road, this river's been flooded. This aerial shot of this area is all underwater. And it's just nonstop rain. It drives me nuts. It was killing me. And then yesterday it didn't rain. And I was back to feeling good.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like it kind of shifted away? I mean, we used to always talk about Seattle being just always rainy.
Is it or is that a myth? I've never been there.
I think it's more of a myth. I think they have a lot of cloudy days. I don't think it rains as much.
Yeah, I've always wondered about this. How can it rain all the time in one area? Like the way they say it is. It can't possibly be.
Well, I mean, when I lived in Kauai, it was the wettest spot on Earth.
So it would rain all the time, or would it rain? Like constantly?
When you say it's the wettest spot on Earth, like the interior part of the island, the big main mountain in Kauai, that, you know, all islands have, the Hawaiian Islands have one main mountain, and then the rest of the land kind of developed around it. That place would get like an average annual rainfall of like well north of 300 inches, which is awesome.
What does that mean?
Like, it would make beautiful waterfalls.
Okay, well,
but
what
it rains
is that?
Every day.
So it rains every day. But does it rain all the time? Or does it rain like for two hours a day?
Well, there it might rain all the time. You might have some days where it's just, you know, constantly raining all the time. But that's centered around the mountain where, you know, everyone else lives. You get those passing storms. I mean, it rains every single day in Hawaii, but that's why it's, you know, it's why it's a tropical island. It's green, it's lush.
When I was dating my wife, we were in Florida. We were going to a Busch Gardens amusement park, and it was a nice day outside. It was sunny, and like it was about 3 o'clock or so, 4 o'clock. We were going to leave in a little bit, and my wife said, at the time, my girlfriend, she said, "We got to go." And I said, "Okay." She goes, "Let's get out now." And I said, "All right, why?" I'm not kidding. We got off this ride. We got to the entrance, still sunny. We got outside. By the time I got to my car, I was ankle deep in water, and she saw it coming, and she had lived there her whole life. So she saw it coming. I kid you not. It went from sunny to ankle deep in water in about a 10-minute span. I mean, it was like the skies dumped a bucket of water on top of us. I mean, it was coming down so thick and so much. I couldn't believe it. I was like, how do people survive here, let alone live? How do you survive this?
I couldn't see
2 inches in front of me as we were leaving the parking lot. Couldn't see a thing. If cars were going to back out, they were going to back out right into me. I couldn't see them. And that's what it was like for 2 weeks.
I always thought that way too. Like, because growing up in Southern California, when you had a rainy day, it rained all day long. And then when I moved to Hawaii, it was like, well, if you don't do things because of the rain, you're never going to do anything. Because it always was just a passing storm that came through. They would, you know, maybe rain for 20 minutes, maybe it rained for an hour, and all it ever really did was make everything wet and make everything extremely humid.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and then you get, and then it goes away, and then you're fine.
Yeah, and that's like what it's
as we
like
were driving down the highway back, right, the sun came out, and we were done.
And that's what it's like here in Houston. I mean, it rains, and then it just goes away, and it just, you know, makes everything wet, makes everything humid.
Absolutely nasty, nasty. So, all right. So the Robert Kraft news of the day. Did you watch any AAF?
I didn't.
I didn't either. And you know what I'm wondering, and I'm getting a little nervous. I'm wondering if the rest of America is feeling the same way. I wanted to get into this because we just saw this league get a $250 million injection last week, right? Because a little glitch missed the payroll. But I am not seeing the same kind of buzz after 3 weeks that I saw the first couple. I see little reports on the, you know, stories. But I know the initial week. I don't know. That's what they
said.
There's
that rumor going around that the XFL planted it.
Well, maybe. But the point is that obviously, look, I'm not expecting the same hype to go through, but I'm talking about an exponential drop in energy in this league in the third week. And that makes me nervous because I like this league, but I'm not participating in its growth.
I know.
And I really felt guilty. I mean, I felt guilty that I didn't watch at least a half of the game this weekend.
Well, I mean,
from the AAF.
The dominant football headline was Robert Kraft, anything on the field.
Not anything on the field. Robert Kraft dominating the headline. ASP Nation AM on ASP Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Kyler Murray says he's committed to football. In case all of you teams out there that have interest in Kyler Murray and you're scared to draft him because he might go back to the Oakland A's. You might go, oh, no, I changed my mind. I wanted to go to baseball again. I don't really like where I'm landing. He says he's committed to football. He told the A's this is what he's doing and that it was a tough call, but he's been telling everybody that asks him he is committed to football.
Okay.
So like I said last week, I hope he throws at the combine because that would show he's committed to football.
Do you think his decision is being made easier because it is the Oakland A's?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, I mean, say, you know, he was drafted by the Red Sox. You know, they just won the World Series.
That's a really good question. I'll stick with what I said last week, which was I think Kyler Murray is addicted to being in that quarterback of a team center stage mode that he was in at Oklahoma. And I think that's what he wanted. He wanted to continue that. So he's the starting quarterback at Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a big-time school. It's a big-time program. It's huge in, you know, not only the state but the region, fans around the globe. He is the centerpiece of that. So all the eyes are on him. All the attention is on him. And when you're a kid and you are getting that on a daily basis, not just Saturdays on the football field. I mean, every minute of every day, people want a piece of you. People want to be near you. People want you to, you know, take pictures and they want you, you're the centerpiece of the universe. It is hard to give that up to go to the minor leagues, no matter which team that drafts you, but you make a good point. I mean, there is something about a Yankees or a Dodgers or a Red Sox being part of that organization that would be very, very difficult to turn down. The A's, even though they make the playoffs and then disappear, make the playoffs and then disappear, make the playoffs. That's a little easier to turn down than if you get drafted by the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Dodgers, or the Cardinals, or some other major baseball team. But I think he's attracted to the sport, and I think he's attracted to. Man, it's hard to give that up, man. That's a big deal to a 19, 20, 21 year old kid. You just don't get that in any other kind of business, where you, especially on a college campus. Where, I mean, you can't go to class. I mean, that's all. People complain about that, like, oh, I can't even walk around. Give me a break. Are you out of your mind? Of course you can. Of course you can. Of course you love it. Of course. Why wouldn't you? Center of attention. girls getting all, you know, getting a hold of you, professors, you know, saying hi, wanting your autograph. I mean, come on.
Keeping your report.
Yeah, it's a
saying, no. I didn't want you to type this. I wanted you to sign this.
It is a great life. It is a great life. Johnny Manziel, like, Google Johnny Manziel pictures. Like, just see, like, everywhere he went, right? He's taking pictures with people, girls, adults. He lived a good life. He couldn't even attend class. He had to take most of his classes online because he stepped in, because mobbed.
He had, and I'm going to say, a fanatic fan.
Yes.
Because we know that where fan comes from is fanatic, but this is like a double fanatic fan. She wrote a song to him.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard it?
No, I heard about it. I didn't hear the song.
I'll find it for you.
Like, listen, when he won the Heisman Trophy, I'll never forget, he won the Heisman Trophy. Think about this for a second. He's in New York. And same with Kyler Murray. I mean, they're in New York. They're attending the ceremony. And meanwhile, back at their campuses, there's just people gathering at these in front of these TVs. Massive, massive amounts of people watching you get the award. And then they're losing their mind because you won the award. So you get all of that. You get all of those accolades. And you know, okay, I can continue this by going in that direction, right? People are telling me if I want to continue this sport, I go over there, they're going to draft me number one, and I will be the toast of the town. I may not start because there might be some veteran I got to beat out, but eventually I'm going to, and then I get this again. Whereas in baseball, who knows how long I have to ride the bus and play in front of 3,000 people, mostly, you know, older people that are like, oh, I like baseball. I'm going down to the ballpark. And then you got to put up with that for a year or 2 years, maybe 3 years before you get called up. Maybe you get called up quickly. Maybe you don't. And maybe it takes a while when you get called up to be the face of the franchise, center of attention. But you know, if you walk over there in that direction, in that path, you get it immediately. You get to continue what's going on right now in your life. You get to continue it over there and quickly. So I think he was attracted to that. But as you mentioned, if he got drafted by the Red Sox or the Yankees or some other major team, maybe the decision is a little tougher.
I would have to imagine
that is a big deal. That is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pick on the A's, but even you A's fans, you know what we're talking about. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing in a terrible stadium. I mean, you know, the fan base isn't as committed as, say, some of the other places.
Yeah, and you have to put up with, you're a member of the Oakland A's, there's going to be moments where they give up, and then there's moments where they'll compete.
Yep.
Right? So there's years where everybody gets out of here, and then there's years where, nope, we got it together, we're going to win. We're winning some games. And then we go back to everybody's out of here again, and then we're back to winning some games. And maybe you're on the outs, whatever, but that's the way the A's do business. That's why the A's make the playoffs and then disappear for a while, then make the playoffs again and disappear for a while. That's their routine. That's how they do it. So, but
yeah, it's almost as if the A's are like a developmental team sometimes.
sometimes.
Yeah, and I hate to say that because they are a Major League Baseball team, but it is like they kind of develop the talent and then they're like, all right, we're good with you. Ship them off.
Look, I have no problems admitting this, and we did this over the fall. I have no I follow baseball. I love baseball. I keep up with the sport. I couldn't name three A's last year before we got to the postseason. I'm sorry. I couldn't. I didn't pay that close attention to Oakland. All right, stop. Right. And so they made the playoffs and we kind of got to know them a little bit better. But like in July, if you said name three Oakland A's, I'd be like, whatever money you want, I'm losing this bet. I don't know who you're talking about. All right. That's the A's. Sorry. I can name 10 people on the Dodgers and I don't live anywhere near LA.
Yeah. But if you, like you were saying earlier, if you think for a minute that these guys aren't addicted to, you know, just being the star of their area.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
This was that song I was telling you about.
Okay, go ahead.
Johnny Football, you're an angel to us.
This is gold.
Johnny Football, how we love him. He's got something Aggies can't resist. And he doesn't even know impossible exists.
Oh, boy.
Johnny Football.
Now, what makes this better is the fact that it's definitely a woman in pushing maybe mid to late 40s.
I was going
to
ask, this doesn't sound like a co-ed.
No, far from it.
Sounds like a woman with a lot of cats.
Yes, probably.
Oh, wow. This would make me cringe if I was Johnny Manziel, but at the same time, I'd be like,
but
see that's what I'm
but this
about?
Is exactly what you're talking about, though. Yeah. It's you know, just you have these people who just fawn all over you for no reason other than that, hey, you're good at what you do.
Yeah, and I'm sure it can get annoying, but annoying in like a way that's like, well, I still am blessed. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when you're in a luxury resort and you're like, oh my God, they didn't even leave the mints on the pillow last night. You got to stop and go, hey, I'm at a nice place. Relax. Oh my food took way too long. Relax. You know, that's the kind of thing. Like, you're annoyed by the fame a little bit, but at the same time you realize, man, this comes in real handy later. In certain things, this comes in real handy.
It does. I mean, look, Johnny hasn't been in. Has he really been playing competitive football at all?
I haven't heard. Where's he been the last couple of years?
I have no idea.
Right?
But yeah, he could still. I mean, anytime his name is in the news, I mean, you had people all over the place coming to. It wasn't even his pro day. He was just like dare to throw footballs last year at Texas A&M.
And the other cool thing about it is, again, it when you're, and this is why I was glad he's, you know, when he said he was going to go back to Oklahoma and play, remember there was a court, he was in like, was it Austin Kendall? I think he was in like a quarterback battle with at Oklahoma in like camp. And then he easily won that, but it was still a conversation when he was going back, like, well, he's going to have to compete for the job. But if nothing works out, you have a life where you can go, you can open a restaurant or a sports bar in Norman and just tell stories until you die, right? I mean, you just walk around, tell stories, people come see you. I mean, it's seriously, like you can, that's why a lot of former star football players that have kind of done with it, they gravitate back to their college campuses because nobody loves you more than the college people. The college fans love you. They love you forever, especially if you won a national championship or came close to one. My God, they love you forever. And that's the way that works. And so he, again, if he were to convince me that fame didn't matter to him, that he just liked the competition of playing football. Okay. I wouldn't want to disagree with that, but that's kind of my thought process, is that there is something about being the quarterback at Oklahoma, especially a successful one, that gives you an endorphin rush that you have to, unless there's another word, testosterone or whatever it is, that you have to continue, right? That you have to go get. And I think that's what he was getting. I think that's what he was, that's why he's going to go play football. He may love football, but man, like if he was average, would he make this decision if he lost his starting job? Like if he lost his starting job midway through?
Doubtful.
If he struggled, doubtful.
Well, that's why I bring up the point. Like, if it was any other team besides the A's, I mean, you name it, just anyone who's like a perennial contender, would this decision be made differently?
Yeah,
probably. Now, say he got drafted by the Astros.
Man,
you know, I just have this feeling. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, I said the Red Sox earlier, but I'm going to go back on it because the Red Sox have outfielders for days, for years to come. So he may never get a starting role there, but you know, a team like, you know, the Astros, who are looking for an outfielder now, or you know, any other team that may need just an outfielder, or maybe say it's the Angels playing down in Southern California, would this decision be would his decision be viewed differently?
Yeah, very true, very true. Well, we'll see. I hope he throws at the combine. I hope he does. 800-777-2907 is the number. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. As we roll along and look at the news of the NFL, combine's coming up, but still buzzing about Robert Kraft next on SB Nation AM.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
On Twitter, at Tony D Radio. On Twitter as well, at Ron Culver. And it's where you can reach us. We'd love to get your tweets, especially on this show. And this hour of SB Nation Radio, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. On Twitter, Robert. Bad look for sure, oldest profession. Interesting to see how Boston fans and ticket sales react. I would stay away if we were the Lions. Hashtag better morals. That's good.
You want to know how ticket sales are going to be affected?
Zero.
Yep.
Zilch. People in Boston, I bet, do not care about this story whatsoever.
No, I mean, but you know what's funny, though, is say this happened to, you know, any other team. They would they would have a totally different opinion.
Oh, of course.
Because that's a Boston fan.
That, of course. That's the case. It's like it's weird. It's weird how we do that, though, as sports fans, that we always minimize things that are on our team that affect our team, and we maximize the other aspects. I try, as I've gotten older, to be the there for the grace of God go I kind of individual, where I'm like, I better not overreact here and go crazy because one of my guys could get in trouble for this. Do this in college sports all the time. Like, I watch people go crazy when their rival cheats, and I'm like, when you get caught, I can't wait to see how you feel about this. Exactly. Stop thinking that a kid getting free sneakers is the worst crime in the history of the universe.
Like, I would love to know what the Boston narrative would be if it was a Steinbrenner.
Of course. Are you kidding me? Yes.
God, fold the team. Just get rid of them.
My goodness. Are you kidding me?
Vacate all the World Series.
Oh God, if this was a Jets owner, or if this was if this was anybody else in the league. The Patriots' rival. Who's their biggest rival?
I don't know.
Probably everybody. It's them against 31 other teams in the league.
No, but I mean, that's actually a fun question. Who is their rival?
Who is their rival? Who do they hate the most? Is it the Bills? Well, you can't really hate the Bills.
But I mean, that's the problem, right? You pick out any AFC East team, it's like, well,
Dolphins?
Can't be a rival.
I can't be right. Jets? Okay, well.
It's like they haven't had a rival in 20 years.
Yeah, there's no real rival. You'd say the Jets, but I mean, what kind of rivalry is this when they're beating up on everybody in the division?
I mean, at a time, a team, it was just one person. It was Manning.
Exactly.
That was it.
That's right, Manning.
Rival was Manning.
That's right. It was, whether it was the Broncos or the Colts, that's what it was. You're right. That's what it was. It was Manning. Wherever he was, that was the rivalry. But how shocking, though, is this? I mean, where is he? Listen, I hate to say it like this, but it's the way prostitution works, right? It's been well said by other people. When you are famous, you are aware, whoever you are, it doesn't matter, but why famous people do this is because they're not paying for the sex, they're paying for it to go away, right? They don't want any attachments, they just want whatever they're looking for.
They just want the release.
They want the release, right? That's why, like, when people are saying, when people are saying, like, why, how could a famous actor, he could get all the women he wants, what they want is for it to leave. They want it to go out the door when it's over.
Well, it's that.
That's why they're paying for it.
Also that Tiger Woods syndrome. Remember, like, when Tiger was doing his thing, it wasn't so much that, you know, he could go anywhere he wanted, and that was part of the problem. It was that he felt he was untouchable.
Right, exactly. So these guys, like, but again, it's, if you're Robert Kraft, man, you got to be really careful. I mean, you got to be really careful about this kind of stuff. Look, he's
famous. Why do you think Jerry bought a boat?
Exactly. You are famous and you are high profile. You cannot be doing this. And it's surprising at his age, it's what, 77, that he was thinking he could just do it.